Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The chairman of the Tonawanda GOP, Steve Marshashevsky. I got it right? All
Scott.
Right.
Good morning, Joe.
Did I say Steve?
You said Steve. That's okay.
You know why? It's on my list of Steve because we had Steve Hawley, and I just put Steve to Steve. Scott, welcome in studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Now, there has been the situation going on with Tonawanda and Tonawanda police for the last few weeks. For those who might just be jumping in late, explain the situation, how we got to the meeting this week.
Sure. So the Tonawanda Town Board, the town of Tonawanda Town Supervisor, have taken action against the police club, which is the union that represents the police officers and individual police officers, alleging a strike took place between January, mid-January and the beginning of February, and essentially that tickets... not enough tickets were written by the police officers, and that has caused a major concern throughout the town with the police officers, and I would describe it as it's at crisis level at this point.
So that got the attention of everybody, and the supervisor, Joe Eminger. Where does he stand on this?
Joe Eminger, from what I've heard at the meetings, is he is adamant that a strike had taken place by the police officers, and he is proceeding with action against the officers they believe participated. I think very soon, or if not already, about 50 police officers are going to receive notice from the town that they're going to be fined in relation to this action taken by the town board. And I could tell you from residents that have reached out to our committee meetings, town board meeting that I've attended, that residents do not support the action by Joe Eminger and the town board against our police officers.
So the town board is on board with Joe Eminger. They are also up for fining these officers. Have they identified the officers, or will that not be the case until these fines are sent out?
I believe at some point, and again in the very near future, that the individual officers are going to receive notice. I don't know if the town is going to publicly identify them, but the town council did vote. They did vote to investigate this alleged strike. And clearly the police club disputes that, and they have they have figures. There was tickets written during this time period that there had been alleged a strike. You know, the town, I had read their response, and they said during this period, 123 traffic tickets were written. That doesn't sound like a strike to me. That No. sounds like police officers were doing their job. And if you look at that period, we had a tremendously cold and snowy winter. You know, were there traffic offenses during heavy snow and slippery roads? So when I see 123 traffic tickets written, and the police club through their website had said 7 DWI arrests were made, 162 parking tickets were issued, that doesn't sound like a strike to me. That sounds like police officers out there doing their job.
No, that's a great point. I mean, you think the winter, I mean, people should never speed.
Sure.
But, I mean, most traffic offenses, most people are hot on the gas on a beautiful day like this, not when there's snow, ice, stuff on the roads.
Sure, absolutely. And again, I point to the town's numbers of 123 traffic tickets, and the police club has put out their own information. But I think it's very clear that police officers were working. When I think of a strike, I think of an employee not doing anything.
Right.
The numbers just don't point to that.
Why does the board and the supervisor think the police were striking?
They had compared tickets issued from, I believe, the prior year or prior data, and that data did not rise to the numbers of this year.
So the police club had their meeting, and they voted no confidence in the chief, the police chief. Is the police chief also in belief that there's a strike going on?
I believe so. I believe that, first of all, the unanimous vote against the chief of police was historic. At no time has the union come down with a vote of no confidence against their chief. And that's not something we see in law enforcement. I think that's a drastic action, in this case by the police club, the union, that they have no confidence in the chief. And, you know, I think it's the chief runs the day-to-day operations of the police department, and I'm sure he had information that on the data about these tickets and you know, reports to the town board.
So these fines are sent out. What's the next step? When these fines are sent out, what would you like to see? I mean, obviously you'd like to see the fines not sent out, but once they are sent out, what's the next action?
I believe this goes through the Public Employee Relation Board through the state of New York, and I believe there's an appeal process that the union gets to file and plead their case. And but as a resident, as the chair of the Tonawanda Republican Committee, we need to stop this. This, you know, when I look at these numbers, when I look at what's going on, we do not need to do this. We need to support our police officers. Police officers do not need to be fined, especially 50 officers. I mean, the impact on morale and the impact on the department when 50 officers are potentially going to be fined or potentially disciplined. Again, I don't have all the information on this, but that seems to be the way this is going.
It just seems to be, and you know, I don't like to interject my opinion into Hardline, but it does seem to be throughout New York State still this just some politicians or some people in office seem to want to push back against police. Against we saw it with the corrections officers and what the governor tried to do and the county executive. It seems to be a lot of pushing back against the law enforcement, the people who keep us safe.
You know, I'm still concerned that we have this defund the police mentality. And when I look specifically at the town of Tonawanda, and I was not aware, but the police club did report that there are 14 fewer police officers as there were a couple of years ago. As a resident that depends on the police officers, I want those 14 police officers back on the street protecting my neighborhood. So I'm concerned that this is, again, a defund the police where we're not funding these lines to their fullest potential. We need police in our town, in our neighborhoods to keep us safe. And again, the police club said the same time this year compared to last year, there was 1,960 some more calls that they had to respond to. So if we have less police officers, more calls, that concerns me. That concerns me for public safety. And again, looking at these issues, I think it's very disappointing and very unnecessary to pursue our police officers and try to find them.
And, I mean, for the men and women that are looking to join a force, you see this happening, you're going to probably go the next town over.
Well, at the last town board meeting that I attended, the police club president, Andy Thompson, you know, he said veteran police officers are leaving. You know, there's going to be recruitment issues. Again, that does not help this department. We need to look at this and move in a positive direction.
Have you had any type of conversation with Supervisor Joe Imager about
this? I have not.
Any member of the town board about this and what could be done to stop these fines and to voice, you know, hey, you know, this goes through, we could see what we're seeing. Again, I'll go back to the CO strike. I mean, there is a push for corrections officers because no one really wants to go through what we see law enforcement going through regularly in the state.
What I find disappointing is we only hear from Joe Emminger. And what I found
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The insulting is he referred to the police officers as children in one comment, and I thought it was very disappointing to refer to the sort of like children, that this was an issue of discipline with children. And he's the only elected official that we have heard from. Our town board has offered little comment, little leadership, almost no solution to this crisis.
Any comment from the legislator that in the county legislature that covers Tonawanda?
Again, have not heard from any elected official in regards to this issue.
And these fines, you're expecting these fines to be sent out this week, next week?
I have heard that that there could be notification to the officers that they may be receiving fines and or discipline in the very near future.
So be careful driving through Tonawanda, because now they got to keep a quota or Joe Eminger's after them.
Well, that's what I'm concerned with. Are we issuing tickets because it's for revenue, or are we issuing tickets for safety? And again, tickets were issued during this period. How much is enough? I mean, what would satisfy Joe Eminger in regards to how many tickets are enough that would say this was not a job action or a strike? 123 tickets sounds like a lot to me. Yeah. So it sounds like the police officers were doing their job. I just don't know what this number is that they were expecting.
Yeah, very interesting. And Joe Eminger's commented on David Bellavia's show, on the morning show, so you can hear his comments. Obviously, he's always welcome to Hardline. Scott, while we have you here, you're the chair of the GOP. Joe Eminger, a Democrat. The sure. town board, majority Democrat?
Yes, all Democrat.
All Democrat?
Yes.
So now you told me this because I did not know this. We're 2 years away from the supervisor election. What are things looking like on the Republican side in Tonawanda?
Well, because of this issue, and again, residents that I have talked to that have reached out to the Tonawanda Republican Committee do not support taking action against our police officers, and there's other issues in the town. Residents want change. People have reached out. They want to get involved with the committee. They want change. There is an election this year for Tonawanda Town Council. Republicans have two outstanding candidates that we have endorsed. We have Karen Patronini. She's a small business owner in the town of Tonawanda. She knows the issues in regard to attracting business, trying to keep a business in the town. We also have Michael Moulet. He's a retired town of Tonawanda police detective. He's very aware of the issues in the police department. So I think these are very strong candidates. And what I'd like to make everyone aware is these are candidates that support the police. If residents are not happy with the action taken against our police, elect candidates that support the police. And Karen Patroniti and Michael Moulet, they support the police. So I would like residents to be aware of that and get these candidates on the town board to start helping our police officers.
Do you feel that the pendulum's moving back, Republican?
There's no question. There's a lot of issues in the town. You know, a 5.58% tax increase, double the state tax cap that Tonawanda residents faced. We lost 1,500 jobs at Tsumoto Rubber in the town of Tonawanda. The town, Joe Eminger and the town board want to create an ambulance service that I think we just can't afford. I think the system, the partnership with Twin City Ambulance worked very well for the EMS system in our town. And to create an ambulance service, I think, is just going to pass cost on to our taxpayers. You know, when you look at the, you know, electric bills, gas bills, tax bills, you know, the residents are you know, getting squeezed. Their wallets are emptying faster than they have before. So we need fiscal responsibility in the town of Tonawanda government.
Seems like an issue throughout New York State. You know, you're talking with Steve Hawley in the first segment and talking about just how bloated the state budget is. But it sounds like you could probably find that in Tonawanda and towns throughout New York State.
Yeah, we have to look at the spending. We have to keep the taxpayer in mind and the burden we're placing on them. 5.58%, again, double that tax cap in the state. That does not help our residents. That does not help the money left over to support business. We have to look at ways to cut costs. And again, creating an ambulance service does the absolute opposite. I believe it's going to increase costs. We're losing jobs. And even at one point, Joe Eminger had suggested a 12-hole golf course at Brighton Golf Course. So, I don't think we're on the right track. I think we need new ideas. I think we need new elected officials. I think we need to go in a new direction. And I'm seeing in the town, and I think throughout Western New York, voters want to head in a new direction.
Yeah, off air, we were talking about Amherst. Yeah. And their supervisor elections this year in November, same as the Buffalo mayoral race. A lot of things to keep an eye on. But Amherst, the feeling of the GOP in Amherst is that things are starting to move back because of observing the last decade. I'll go back decade. I say a lot on the show, but observing the last decade, it seems people are going, okay, let's give the other side a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Tonawanda, and I drive through Amherst frequently. I look at the old Northtown Plaza and the lack of development there and how disappointing that looks when you pass that. And we really need to develop that. The Boulevard Mall, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make something out of the mall and, build up the North Towns. I think that's going to be a significant project that could really help the North Towns and help this area. And look at Costco. I hope that project is successful. But when you look at the town of Amherst last year, the significant tax increase, mm-hmm. I think the Republicans in Amherst are going to do very well because we need new leadership, new direction, new ideas.
I had a great idea for Amherst when it came to the Boulevard Mall. Before everything was done with eminent domain, they should have just been charging $5 to walk. Everyone was walking through the mall, getting a good exercise, especially in the winter. Charge $5.
Yeah.
Come on, bring in some money. No one listens. All right, Scott. So we'll probably see these fines in the next week or so.
We'll see. We'll see some type of, and that's just, I believe, from what I've heard, something may be coming to these officers.
What is, so the police club did the vote of no confidence. Is there any next action the police club can make when it comes to the chief?
I don't know what action they're going to take, but clearly there is a divide in the department. It's not every day rank and file vote. Against the chief of police. So I think there's some significant issues in the police department. My suggestion, I think an independent outside, whether it's a consultant or a law enforcement professionals, should probably be allowed to go into the department and take a look, hear from rank and file, hear from employees, hear from past employees, hear from management. What is really going on in the department? Maybe they can offer some suggestions, some solutions. But residents are being kept in the dark. Residents are concerned about this issue. Again, they support the police, but I think there's bigger issues going on. And I think this is an opportunity to take a look at the operation of the police department and hopefully make it better, hopefully solve these issues. Again, support our police officers. It's so very important.
Your former legislator is on next, Kevin Hardwick. Anything you want to say to him?
I do not... I do not.
All right. Scott Marshashevsky, thank you so much. And hopefully we can talk again soon, especially around some of these elections and anything that happened with the police. Would love to have you back on.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.